Previously, we began reviewing the important Quranic topic of knowledge of the unseen, Ilmul Ghaib. We reached certain conclusions, and today, we will continue our review by first looking at how the Quran presents this topic. At first sight, we may think there is a contradiction in the Quran on this subject. But before we jump to such conclusions, let us review two verses which seem to go against each other and try and understand what they really mean. In chapter 27, Surah Al-Naml, verse 65, Allah tells us, "Say, no one in the heavens or on the earth knows the unseen except Allah, and they are not aware when they will be resurrected." This verse clearly shows us that other than Allah, no one, whether they reside in the heavens, such as the angels, or on the earth, like human beings, know the unseen. However, it should be noted that this verse only indicates that Allah knows these things. It does not state that He will not share this knowledge with certain individuals if He so chooses. If they require such knowledge to complete their mission, then He will grant it to them accordingly. Another example, and one which has been quoted by the Imams of the Ahlul Bayt to negate absolute knowledge of the unseen for other than Allah, is found in chapter 31, Surah Luqman, verse 34, in which Allah says, "Indeed, the knowledge of the hour is with Allah. He sends down the rain, and He knows what is in the wombs. No soul knows what it will earn tomorrow, and no soul knows in what land it will die. Indeed, Allah is all-knowing, all-aware." This verse tells us that there are at least five types of hidden, ghaibi knowledge which Allah has reserved for Himself. 1. The hour, when the end of this world will take place. 2. The rain which He sends down. When, where, and how much. 3. What is in the womb. Everything about every unborn child, its physical qualities, character traits, and what it will do in life. 4. What each and every person will earn, how, when, and how much. And 5. Where each person will die, when, where, and how. On the opposite end of the spectrum is what we see in chapter 72, Surah Al-Jinn. The following verses contain the most explicit proof in the Quran that knowledge of the unseen is available to certain individuals. Knower of the unseen, He does not disclose His unseen to anyone except to an apostle He approves of. Then He dispatches a sentinel before and behind him. Of particular note in this passage is the exception, indicated by the word illa. This one word completely transforms the meaning and tells us that sometimes Allah, in His ultimate wisdom, grants a portion of knowledge of the unseen to His chosen messengers. Therefore, when we read the Quran holistically, we come to the conclusion that there are certain things which only Allah knows, and other things which He allows the prophets, messengers, imams, and awliya to have knowledge of. In our next installment, we will listen in on a conversation that takes place between two people who are discussing this topic, and we will see how some commonly asked questions are clarified.